Shalom lechol ha'tzofim ve'ha'tzofot.
Hello to all our viewers. We are reading from the Zohar. We are continuing the article, Let the Waters Gather. Before that, we will watch a video of Rav Lightman reminding us of the intention while we enter the reading. The entire Torah is talking about the soul. And what does it matter? In what way I understand, I grasp it, I need to open it, I need to discover. It doesn't matter to me how much I hear the interpretations. I demand revelation. This is called demanding salvation. I don't need anything else. And if I discover my soul, then I have discovered my vessel, the Kli, the true Kli, in which I feel the entire reality, even now, each one. Whether you're in Tel Aviv or somewhere else, is feeling the reality, and each one does so in themselves. By the way they perceive the world, each one. I am right now in front of you, and there are what I can feel and imagine is reality. And all of this is in my Kli. It's existing there. And on this revelation of the true Kli, and who is being depicted to me there, and how is it done? And who is he himself to that there is? You know, there is myself, there's reality, and the giver of the reality that's operating it. And I want to know, I want to discover. And by that, I discover myself in eternity. I want to discover it. So, this is what the Zohar talks about. Not just the Zohar, the entire wisdom of the Kabbalah. And everything else that a person might be doing is dealing with this world that's deception. Without going into the true reasons for it. You discovered this reality. Okay. And here we are talking about, how do we put it? Discovering reality. Discovering all of the forces, including that force that's creating the mix. We are reading from Zohar for all Bereshit. One article, Let the Waters Gather, item 72. The three names, the Lord our God, the Lord in Hero Israel, indicate the three colors, white, red, and green. When they are hidden and unseen, they connect onto one place, the first unification in the upper world, called one place. It is to that unification that the verse implies in the Merkavah of Ezekiel. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. There are images in the bow, in the unification below, to unite in them. They are white, red, and green, corresponding to the three hidden colors that are in the upper unification. The Lord our God, the Lord. Those colors of the bow are one unification, as it is written, and His name one. The lower unification. This is blessed be the name of the glory of His kingdom forever and ever. That we say after Shema Israel, Hear, O Israel, the lower unification. The upper unification, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, corresponds to the lower unification, Blessed be the name of the glory of His kingdom forever and ever. There are six words in Hero Israel, Shema Israel. And those six words in the two unifications indicate the unification of Vak, of Gadlut.
מורות על ייחוד וק דגדלות. 73.
73.
יקבו המים.
Let the waters gather.
מדידה של קו.
Means a measurement of a line and a measure. A measure is because of the harsh spark in Bina. As it is written, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Me, who is Bina? When Bina raises Malchut to her in the association of the quality of mercy with judgment, Bina is not called Elohim, but only Me. Since then, the letters Ele of Elohim fall to Zon, it follows that then Bina herself is diminished into Vak without a Rosh. She measures the Mochin of Zon in this measure too. Me is Bina, when she raises Malchut to her, measured in his hand, means measuring water in this raising the Mochin of Zon. This is why it is written, let the waters gather, since by Bina's measuring of the Mochin of Katnut of Zon, she has the ability to subsequently impart the Mochin of Gadlut as well. Let the waters gather is the full amount of Mochin of the maker of the worlds, Zeranpin, implied in the name Havaya, filled with the letters Aleph, Yud, Vav, Dalet, He, Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, He, Aleph. The whole Gadlut of the Mochin of Zeranpin are implied in Havaya, filled with the letters Aleph, and their measure depends on the verse, let the waters gather, which means measuring the measuring line of Bina in Me. Were it not for that measuring, it would be impossible for Zeranpin to receive Mochin of Gadlut, for because they receive the Katnut from Bina, they are also worthy of receiving the Gadlut of Bina. This is the meaning of let the waters gather unto one place. The measuring of the measure of Katnut and Gadlut from Bina to Zon.
74. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzvakot.
74. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. The three times holy in the verse is, as it is written, let the waters gather, which is the three mochin in Bina. The waters come out from above, from the first hay. The Lord of hosts is, as it is written, unto one place, Yesod of Zeranpin, who is called the one who lives forever, to whom the Mochin from Bina are extended. The whole earth is full of His glory, is as it is written, and let the dry land be seen, the bottom hay, the revealed world when she is included in the unification of the upper world, the engraved name of the unification, Kozo Bamochosaz Kozo, which is the subsequent letters to the name Havaya, Elokeinu Havaya, where the letters subsequent to Havaya are Kozo, and the one subsequent to Elokein or Bamuchsaz. The verse, and let the dry land be seen, is the engraved name of the unification Kozo Bamuchsaz Kozo, Since the dry land, the revealed world, is included in the unification of the upper world, Havaya Elokeinu Havaya, Lord our God, the Lord. Nukva of Ziranpim, called the revealed world, is implied in the verse, the whole world, the whole earth is full of His glory. Only when she is called Kozo, Bamachsoz, Kozaz, when she is included in the unification of the upper world, the Lord, our God, the Lord. This is opposite the time when the Nukva descends from there to her own place, in the lower unification. At that time, she is not the whole earth is full of His glory, since then she illuminates only from the Bia in her, from her Chazeh and below. Next article, let the earth put forth grass. 75. Let the earth put forth grass. It is a high unification, since now it reveals her power in those waters that were gathered unto one place. All the power, the mochim, that the Nukva of Ziranpim received in the upper unification when she was included there, as it is written, and let the dry land be seen. She brings them out when she descends to her place from Chazeh of Ziranpim and below in the lower unification. At that time, in relation to her being dry, she becomes a land that bears fruit and offspring. This is so because when she was included in the upper unification, as it is written, and let the dry land be seen, she was desolate and dry, and was unfit for illuminating to the settling of the world. But in the bottom unification, she becomes a land that bears fruit and offspring, as it should be for the settling of the world, as it is written, let the earth put forth grass, herb yielding seed. The mochim are extended within her in a hidden and concealed manner, and high hidden souls and holy hosts come out and are born within her. Where all those faithful, righteous, correct, and extend them in the corrections of the faith in man in the work of God. We will renew our intention with a second clip. In each of us, there is a strong inclination to know, to acquire, to understand, to control. It's a very strong tendency. It's strong. So how do we say, you know, food, sex, family, money, honor, and education, learning. This is the highest. So I don't want this. And if I specifically don't want this, and I prefer to be in faith, to reach the quality of bestowal, then I rise above these corporeal desires to spiritual desire. It's the same desire, but its constitution is different. It's its intention. I prefer not to have this corporeal learning, and I want to be in the revelation of the quality of bestowal that is called the quality of the Creator. This is essential. That I don't want any different but to be in bestowal. And then there's this connection between bestowal and knowing. How will it then disturb you? Think about it. We are continuing with the reading.
Bet minei mochin.
two kinds of mochin are extended in the bottom unification in the Nukva by her incorporation in the upper unification, first, in a hidden and concealed manner, when they are not revealed to the lower ones at all. Second, in revealed mochin, when souls and angels for the world are born and come out of her. 76. It is, as it is written, who causes the hay to grow for the cattle and herb for the work of man. This is because this beast lies on a thousand mountains, and each day that hay is grown for her, a beast is an appellation of Malchut when she is devoid of mochin of Gao. Lying means that she lacks the three vessels Nehi, called legs, like a lying bird whose legs are unseen, only the body. Likewise, when Malchut has only six vessels, Chabad, Chagat, lacking the three bottom ones, Nehi, she is called lying because her Nehi disappear. The number 1,000 indicates Mochin of Chokhmah, whose Sfirot number 1,000. As it is written, and I will teach you wisdom. Mountains are an appellation for the three Sfirot Chagat, as we learn that there are no mountains but the fathers, Chagat. Nehi are called suns, and they are called hills. Hay is an appellation for angels who are born from her mochin of Gaal, that the righteous extend to her each day through the man that they raise to her with their good deeds. Explanation. One of the primary corrections in the world of correction after the breaking of the vessels was the concealment of inner Abba and Ima who operated in the world of Nikudim, for because of their great illumination, the Parsa below Atzilut was cancelled and the vessels to Bia broke and died. By the concealment of the coupling of inner Abba and Ima, there is no longer illumination of Gal of Ab in the Mochin of Abia, only Mochin of Vak of Ab, extended from the outer Abba and Ima of Ab. Mochin of Ab are Mochin of Chokhmah. Those Gal of Mochin are called inner Abba and Ima, or Gal of Ab, and those Vak of Mochin are called outer Abba and Ima, or Vak of Ab. For this reason, Chagat of each Partsuf is covered in Chasadim, in which there is no light of Chokhmah, because the three Sfirot Chagat through the Chazeh are Gal of the Guf, and the Sfirot Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut from the Chazeh down are Vak of Guf. And because the Mochin of Gal of Ab depart from each Partsuf and do not illuminate, the Gal of Guf, Chagat, are devoid of Chokhmah, but are in covered Chasadim. And because the Mochin of Vak of Ab clothe and illuminate in the Partsuf, Vak of the vessels of Guf, Tanhim from the Chazeh and below illuminate in illumination of Chokhmah, in disclosed chasadim. It is written about those mochin of Ab leaping on the mountains, jumping on the hills. Since mountains are chagat, on which the mochin of Ab leap, skipping them and not clothing in them, because they need Gal of Ab, and they are hidden from the rest of the Partsuf. The Mochin of Ab jump and come upon the hills, Tanhim from the Chazeh and below. For because they are vessels of Vak, they have these Mochim, since Vak of Ab remain and illuminate. Thus he leaps and skips the mountains and jumps specifically on the hills, which are Tanhim. However, this does not mean that the Mochim came out in a coupling of Vak without Gal, since in Mochim of Ab, Vak cannot come out without Gal. Rather, from the beginning of the coupling, a complete level of Ab extends to each Partsuf, Gal and Vak, but the Mochin of Gal of Ab return and come out of the Partsuf, and only the Mochin of Vak of Ab remain clothed in the Partsuf. Offspring come out of each coupling, even from Mochin of Gal of Ab, which extend only at the beginning of the coupling, and promptly disappear. Accordingly, there are two kinds of offspring from the coupling of Zon to Mochin of Ab. First, the ones who emerge at the beginning of the coupling from Gal of Ab. These are called Hei, which are angels that rule for a time because they must be cancelled immediately with the concealment of the Mochin of Gal of Ab from which they were born. The Mochin of Vak of Ab that remain in each Partsuf and are called herb-yielding seed. This is why it was said, a beast that lies on a thousand mountains. A beast is the nukva of Zeranpin, which in regard to 1,000 means Mochin of Chokhmah. She lies on the mountains, Chagat, which meaning she is devoid of Gal, as it is written, leaping on the mountains. Yet, each day that hay is raised for her, and that hay is those angels that rule for a time. It is so because the righteous raise man each day for a coupling of Zon for Mochin of Ab. It is considered that each day that hay is received for her, since in the beginning of the coupling, the Gal of Ab come out as well, and their offspring are called Hei, meaning angels who rule for a time. However, they must promptly disappear, because the Gal of Ab come out of the Partsuf. Their dominion extends from the left line, created on the second day, and they wish to annul the right line with their rule, like the left line that was created on the second day. They are poised to be food for that beast, for nothing extends from their illumination to the lower ones, but the Nukva herself enjoys them during their rule. Afterward, we'll continue now with a clip. If you now want to find the correct plea for each thing, you have to start with the right from the stone. and everything turned from the right. How to say
it
needs to be the first, and by that you discover the correct attitude to reality in this quality of bestowal, in this chesed. You start to discover deeper discernments, more internal. And they are all based on the quality of chesed. On chesed. After chesed, there's gvura. What's gvura? That I am learning the chesed in me, the quality of bestowal, deeper, and I start to work with her in a way that's more intensive, more beneficial, stronger, more internal. This is then instead of the quality of Abraham, the quality of Yitzchak, Isaac. And it seems opposite, but it's not opposite. It's the same quality of chesed, but in another of you, to greater coarseness, it's as if it's opposite in gvura.
Yes,
we will conclude. Thank you for being with us. We will continue in the